All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Marion County Clerk's race. On the Republican side, there are two candidates running. We invited both candidates. Only one responded to our invitation. She's Jocelyn Tandy Adonde. She is running for the Republican nomination for Marion County Clerk, and she joins me live. Jocelyn, it's always good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you, Amos, for the invitation.
So why are you running?
I'm running because, from what I can tell, I'm the most qualified and experienced candidate in this race for both parties.
Why do you think that?
Because I have over 40 years of combined work in politics and community service. I am a public servant at heart. I did not just start being an activist as an adult. I was an activist in high school when I was president of NAACP Youth Council in the 60s. So I'm a child of the 60s. Native born. My family was born and raised here in Indianapolis. I know this county like the back of my hand. I have worked every facet of an election. Usually when the county clerk candidates come before our community, they only talk about elections and getting out the vote because the Democrat Party really needs the vote. I am a former Democrat. I gave up 30 years of working in the Democrat Party for major candidates from President Jimmy Carter. I was his minority affairs advisor in 1980 on his reelection campaign. I was the minority affairs advisor on Senator Vance Harkey's reelection campaign in 1976. That's when I met a candidate, Carter. I started with the Welch for Mayor campaign. I was the paid staff, only a minority paid staff member on those campaign staffs. I have a degree in political science from Indiana University. I'm a graduate of Crispus Attucks High School, class of 1966, and I'm also partially a Tech Titan because in my freshman and sophomore year, I was at Tech when they had the race riots on campus, and that's when I became involved in the NAACP. I was on the board of the NAACP. I was president and ladies auxiliary for the NAACP. I raised money for the NAACP. But I have numerous citations that I've been recognized for. I coordinated and founded the Stay in School, Back to School parade for 5 years downtown from 1978 to 1983. I have worked as a inspector in the Republican Party and trained inspectors. I've worked as a commissioner for the election board. I've worked as a judge, a clerk. I was a deputy voter registrar when we had deputy voter registrars. Currently, I'm an elected Republican precinct committee person. And that is the smallest elected office, which has been minimized by both parties. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the judicial candidates about the slating convention. The community needs to understand that filing fee, we were asked to pay $15,000 to go through slating. Mm-hmm. There was no financial reports given at the convention. Now, one thing the community needs to understand, the difference between a slated candidate and a non-slated candidate, the Constitution does not require you, when you seek public office, to go through a party slating convention, even though you may support one or the other party. Statistically, 40% of the electorate vote independent. That's why they stay home in the primary, because they do not want to say that they want a Democrat or Republican ballot. I have worked every facet of a political campaign in terms of the clerk being the statutory secretary of the county election board. She conducts the elections, and she certifies the results to the Secretary of State. The clerk's office has four different divisions. One being the main, one of the main jobs is processing all the court filings for the criminal and circuit court. I have paralegal background. In fact, I was a paralegal for several years for Attorney Yvonne Watkins, who is the hostess for Legally Speaking. In 1995, I stepped down as host of In Your Neighborhood talk show here at WTLC. When I ran for Congress in 1976. I've been a candidate several times, but each time something strange always happened in those elections. One thing for sure, if I'm elected clerk, I will conduct fair and impartial elections regardless of party affiliation. This office also is over child support. One of my key issues in this race, after listening to Amos Brown's show, I've heard many custodial parents call in and fathers call in with discrepancies in child support payments. And if elected, I will appoint people who know how to correct, who will accept the child support payments and keep accurate records on who paid, because I have even gone to court with several young men who were subpoenaed to come for non-payment of child support, and the files were not there. It didn't make sense to me that they were subpoenaed by the prosecutor, but their records were not there, and their records were not accurate, and they had their receipts. There's something wrong with that division. I don't think a lot of importance has been put on that, and a lot of our young black men who are struggling to make those payments and for the custodial parents not to receive the payments for whatever reason. I'm not blaming anybody, but evidently there's been some discrepancies on the record keeping. The clerk's office also issues marriage licenses for those who want to get married in the county. The newly added service has been the expungements for people with who do not have felony convictions. And if you you can process your application to have your criminal records expunged if you do not have too many Class D felonies on your record. And that filing is free. The clerk also collects filing fees and fines that are outstanding.
Let me, Jocelyn, ask a couple questions. In terms of what you would do if elected Marion County Clerk, include in terms of improving elections and making them fairer, what would some of those things be?
Well, I am for citizen participation, and as a civil rights activist from the 60s, I believe that we should have more we should have early voting. Mm-hmm. The voting sites should be convenient. We should have longer hours, mm-hmm. okay, for people who work, because we have people that work three shifts. I know as an inspector, we have people show up. They would be lined up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the polls only open at 6. Mm-hmm. Well, if that inspector who volunteered for their party did not show up. Mm. I believe Ms. White's first election, I volunteered when I heard on WIBC to come in and open up a poll. Mm-hmm. And that was the year that we had 6 polling places that never opened because the inspectors didn't show up. And I was a Republican. And see, the Democrat Party has the inspectors now. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, I just received an email last Thursday. They're still looking for poll workers. And that's something that our community needs to understand. When you're asked to work the poll, you work for the county election board. You don't work for your party. They have to have a bipartisan board, a clerk and a judge, to administer the voting. And the inspectors are the supervisors. Regardless of party, you have to be impartial, and you have to provide a service to the voters. The taxpayers are the ones who pay you for that day's work.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's Amos. You may have questions for Jocelyn Tandiadande. She is running for the Republican nomination for Marion County Clerk. You just said that you're in favor of early voting. Members of your party seem to be against early voting. Does that put you at odds with some of the folk in your party?
Well, I was at odds with a lot of Democrats when I was a Democrat because I just believe in open and fair elections, mm-hmm. period, because it's our constitutional right. We had people in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s die for that right to vote. And then for a political party, there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says the party should control these elections. And I am for opening up the primary and having an open primary. We are one of several counties left out of 92 in the state that hold slating conventions. Mm-hmm. I don't think most people know that. So and a lot of the candidates that get on the slate, most of the voters don't even know who they are because they don't feel they have to campaign. Now, let's talk about being a precinct committeeman. Mm-hmm. I've been a precinct committeeman for over 30 years in both parties. Okay, when I was on the Democrat side, I ran as a precinct committeeman. Mm-hmm. Many of these precincts are vacant. And the county chairman fills these vacancies for slating and slate the candidates of their choice. And then we're told that they were screened. Mm-hmm. A lot of these, I've been a candidate, and I know I have worked that precinct list to get votes at slating. I've been a slated candidate in the past, and I've lost the elections because I was not a party favorite, because I am unbought and I am independent. Now, when you stand up for the people's rights, for some reason, people in both parties want to control you. Mm-hmm. They know if I'm elected, they will not be controlling the clerk's office. That's why they had a battle at their last convention. Okay? You had the powers to be in the Democrat Party fight over who was going to be the nominee. Yes, 500 committeemen voted for their slate. We had over 500 voted in ours. But see, last year when I ran for county chairman for the Republican Party, there was only 200 and about 53 committeemen on the list that they gave me before this slating convention. They filled all the other vacancies. You have to run countywide in 590 precincts. So you can see right there that if the county chairman of that party, regardless of party now, you can pull the record and see how many of those committeemen were actually elected in their respective precincts. Many of those committeemen on those lists do not live in the precincts that they were appointed to, and a lot of them vote based on who
they
appointed them.
On child support,
mm-hmm.
Is it the clerk's office is an important part trying to, you know, to get the information, to collect the dollars from the responsible dads and get them to the responsible moms? Is it just that it's just so much work that they're not doing it? Does it need to be more electronic? Obviously, since the court records are going more to electronic.
Once, this is coming from my paralegal background. Once there is a custody awarded and the court order states how much money you should pay, all the clerk does is collect the child support and then forwards it to the custodial parents.
It's an administrative act,
mm-hmm. Right? The courts determine how much you pay,
mm-hmm.
Not the clerk's office.
Is it something that is given the role of this office in terms of election that really, when I look at the last several county clerks, both Republican and Democrat in this county, they have always been visible before they got elected on the campaign trail. Is there something to be said that your opponent in this campaign, didn't respond to the letter? The letter did not come back to my office, and I think that's a first in either party in a candidate for county clerk not wanting to come and let the community know where they stand on the issues.
Well, I was told that.
Have you seen your Republican opponent?
I've seen my opponent one time. I attended the State of the City address out the Indiana University of Indianapolis, and someone pointed her out to me. She didn't look like a clerk candidate to me when I saw her, and I said, "Oh, that's my opponent. I do not know the lady."
So there've not been any like candidate forums at like township Republican clubs where the two of y'all come together?
Well, no, because they knew in December I called for a meeting with the county chairman and I was denied a meeting. So when we talk about being controlled, I was insulted because I'm currently the president of a group called the African American Republican Council, which I helped organize in 2006. And they have chosen not to, I guess, work with us because of control. They know they don't control us. Many of our members are self-employed and have their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not beholden to anyone. When you talk about patronage workers, many people do what they're told because they work either for the state or the county. And when you are self-employed, you are your own person. And that makes a big difference in your attitude and how you conduct business in politics.
There has never been a person of color as the county clerk of Marion County. If you win the Republican primary, Myla Eldridge is the presumptive Democratic nominee because there, mm-hmm. She has no opposition.
Right.
It could be that the next county, if both of you are running together, then that means definitely the next county clerk of this county would be a sister.
I'm going to be honest. My prediction is this. Even if I do not win for whatever reason, because I'm not the party's favorite on May 6th, Ms. Bischoff is going to have to face another black woman. And it's my understanding she has a problem with black folks. That's why she didn't want to come to this community. So I'm just going to put the cards on the table. I cannot sit here and act like it's all kumbaya. She will be controlled because, number one, she's from Oklahoma. Now, I've done my homework on her.
No, she's not a native Hoosier.
She's not a native Hoosier. She is a veteran. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what she's run. And as we know, our organization endorsed the current veteran mayor. But the second time, we did not endorse him. And I'm making a public statement because it's a lot of manipulation going on behind the scenes. And I resent the fact that many of our people think all Republicans are just racist, and they're not, because the Republican Party in 1908 helped to organize the NAACP along with Dr. E.B. Du Bois. So many of the whites in the Republican Party do not even know their own history. In fact, over the years, I've been educating them as a student of politics about their own party.
Jocelyn Tandy, the last question we give with every candidate, if people want more information about your campaign, you are running for the Republican nomination for Marion County Clerk. How do folks get a hold of you?
Okay, I can be reached. My number is area code 317-956-0274. I have an email for my campaign. It is jttadonde@gmail.com. And if you want to send a campaign contribution or write me a letter, I promise to have an open door policy if elected. My P.O. box is 1162 Indianapolis 46206.
She's Jocelyn Tandy Adonde. She is running for the Republican nomination for Marion County Clerk in the election that is literally 2 weeks from today.
And my ballot number is 31B.
31B. All right, Sister Jocelyn Tandy Adonde, always good to see you. Thanks very much for being with us.